This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. You know that feeling when you and a friend are in conversation over text? You've just composed and then sent a brilliant little message, and this little bubble with the blinking dots shows up on your phone, indicating that your friend is typing. So you wait in anticipation, maybe only to receive a two-word response, ha-ha, or worse, no response at all. If that drives you crazy, David Auerbach may be to blame. He's a software engineer and critic, and he writes the weekly Bitwise column for Slate. He helped design the typing indicator, now used on everything from GChat to the iPhone. And he is not apologizing, as his recent column for Slate says, brazenly enough, "I built that so-and-so is typing feature in chat, and I'm not sorry." David Auerbach, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the so-and-so typing feature is just one of those things that seems to have been around forever. When did you develop it?
Well, it was me and a couple other people on the MSN Messenger team at Microsoft back in 1998 and 1999. It eventually shipped in 1999.
Wow, so in early 1999, early 2000s, that was when people weren't texting. We were using dial-up for the most part. So give us a snapshot of what instant messaging was like back in those dark ages.
There were a couple apps around then. There's AOL's. There was a program called ICQ, which the old-timers might remember. But, you know, broadband was not particularly widespread at the time. And so people were not always logged on. And worse, dial-up had a habit of cutting out. Sometimes call waiting would be enough to kick you off, offline.
Right.
And so for a lot of reasons, you would get into situations where you would be chatting with a friend over instant message, and there'd be a pause in between messages. Either you wouldn't be sure who it was who was supposed to be responding, whether, you know, the other person was going to say something more or whether it was your turn. Or even worse, you could see that they were online when they'd actually been cut off. So the thinking was to have a little message that said whether or not the person on the other end was currently just typing text, whether or not they'd sent it to you yet. In its initial form, it would be a message that said, you know, X is typing a message. The little icon and flashing dot, dot, dots came later. That was how it was initially envisioned, and it turned out to be quite a hit and was copied, I think, by pretty much all the competitors pretty quickly.
Well, our technology has leapfrogged forward since that. How about this interpretation of the typing indicator? Do people still see it in the same way?
Some people seem annoyed by it. I think etiquette on instant messaging has developed to the point where I think people have a lot better sense of the back and forth. But depending on who you talk to, some people seem to say, oh, I love it. It gives me more feedback on what I'm doing. Other people say, oh God, it's horrific. I wish it was not there. It makes me feel like I'm not typing fast enough, or it makes me feel like the other person knows that I might be typing too much. So if I then erase it all, they then knew that I was typing a lot. And I would say that in our defense, we allowed you to turn off the feature. And I don't think most programs these days give you much of a choice.
So as a developer, it was certainly successful. And as we said in the title of your article, you're not apologizing for helping to develop the so-and-so is a typing feature in chat. How about you personally, as a user? How do you feel about your own invention?
Well, I do want to give credit to the handful of people. It was a couple people on the team, so it was not just me. So a shout out to some people who might want to remain nameless, but I remember you, and it was good times back then. I like it. I like having lots of feedback. I type very fast, so if anything, I wish there was more feedback. There used to be a program called Talk. And in that, you would see what the other person was typing character by character. It wouldn't be message by message. And so you could sort of guess what the other person was saying before they even finished typing it.
What I find so interesting is that kind of cross-typing phenomenon. You know, like you'll be having a conversation with somebody and they'll start typing something. You'll start answering the old thing, see that they're typing and think they've moved on to another thing. And you don't know where we are in the conversation. What can we do about that?
Oh, well, it's just like what we're doing right here, right now.
That's such a strange phenomenon, David, talking to each other.
I know. Well, we could talk at the same time, that would be even faster. But I suppose talking is good in its old-fashioned way.
Dot, dot, dot. I'm thinking of a response. It also sort of glosses over the nuances of a real conversation, obviously, when you're texting each other. Do you think somebody or you might be a part of a team that develops a sarcasm font?
Well, okay. Here's something that wasn't in the article I'll tell you, which is that I was also the person who did the thing that turns text smileys into graphical smileys.
David Auerbach, you're the winner of the internet.
Well, it is possible someone in South Korea came up with that before I did it, but I'm pretty sure I was the first in this country in the Western world to do it.
David Auerbach, I want to thank you for illuminating that for us today. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
David Auerbach is software engineer and critic. He writes the weekly Bitwise column for Slate on technology, and he was part of a team, let it be noted, that helped develop the so-and-so is typing feature in chat. He says he's not sorry, and you can read his article about that at slate.com. Stay with us for more word of mouth right after the break here on NHPR.